To all of you and my son, I dedicate this. One more before I go back to the written word. And I can't wait to read more and retweet more of yours. By the way, thanks for healing me today. Thanks for twirling in the sun. Thanks for bringing light back into my life. This is for you. One of the first poems I had published. Poetry can be tucked away like the scraps a bird discovers here and there, to somehow magically weave dying remnants together in order to build a nest and a launch pad. My soaring inspiration is my son, who risked to reach at a young age to tell me to capture what may be lost to humanity if a voice was not shared. This poem sifts through the literal meaning to personal depths that echo the reader's soul, and it has embodied the hourglass of life's fragility as humanity has been transformed, albeit 9/11, a tsunami, and freedom's heartbeat. Paradox. Somehow I know even now that if you catch a butterfly, then it is no longer itself. It can never be the same. It could be because its dust is outlining your fingerprints. But I think it's because it knows, even as it flies away, it will be captured again. The freedom to soar is now measured by a rhythm it can't count. By Autumn Aspenfight. I thank all of you. I don't think it's by any accident or any coincidence that we're on this journey together. I think it was meant to be, and I thank God for all of you.